Houston Tudor Promotions.
Hey, Marilyn, this is Ariel.
Hey, Ariel. Hold on a second, okay? Let me try Andre. Thanks.
Hello?
Goose into the promotions.
Hey, Marilyn, it's Ariel. I think we got disconnected.
Oh, my gosh. I thought I had connected you guys. Okay, hold on. Right. Hold on a second. Thanks.
Hello? Hello?
Sorry, but your call cannot be completed.
Oh.
Hey, is this Andre?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Andre, this is Ariel Helwani from AOL Fan House. How are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Good, thanks. Thanks for taking the time to talk with me. I appreciate it.
No problem.
All right, so this is going to be recorded, but just for transcript purposes, the audio is not going to play anywhere, okay?
Okay.
All right, cool. So I just wanted to ask you, obviously, a few questions. We'll get rolling. The first thing I want to know is Miranda has, and he's known for this, throwing out a lot of trash talk, has said some pretty personal things about you, and you have obviously not taken the bait and reciprocated. With this particular fight, because he's tried to make it personal, how difficult has it been for you to bite your tongue?
It's not too difficult. I mean, this is what this guy does, you know. From time to time, he makes a fool of himself by, talking like this. And on two occasions, he's done it and hasn't come through. So this will be the third time. And I really don't have time to call websites and really do too much talking. I'm focused. I'm grinding, man. I'm down here working hard. I'm resting, preparing for my next grind. So I really don't have time, and I don't know where he gets the time to do all this talking on these internets and stuff like that. But like I said before, I will speak loud and clear May 16th.
Do you think that this is just his way of hyping the fight, or are these is this like a personal grudge? I mean, there's obviously something to be said for, you know, trying to build up some hype for a fight, but do you think he's sort of taking it too far here?
Too far in terms of what? Give me a
okay,
quote.
Like I thought him talking about your gold medals, saying that you know, that's the only thing that he said, he's holding on to his one achievement, the Olympic gold medal. That is all he will ever achieve. And that's kind of knocking what you've accomplished in boxing so far. And so I thought, you know, I wanted to ask about that.
Yeah, he sounds like, I don't know, I hope he's not jealous. That wouldn't be right, you know. But he's gonna have his time to put up. He's gonna have his time to put up and prove and back up what he's saying. And like I've also been stating, I'm taking him at his word. You know, if somebody comes to you and says they're gonna hurt you, you're going to take them at their word. So I'm taking them at his word, and I'm preparing for a tremendous battle May 16th, and I'm preparing to dominate this fight from start to finish. So I just think he's digging himself in a deep hole. I mean, what he's saying, that's just who he is. I don't know if he's necessarily hyping the fight. I don't think he can help himself, but that's what it is. And it is great hype. It will maybe won't put more people in the seats. People come to see me. They're not really concerned about this guy in terms of, you know, coming to watch him. So it could help the fight in terms of the gate. It may not. I don't know. But I'm taking him at his word, and he'll have a chance to back up what he's saying in just a few weeks.
He also said that you've never fought anyone as talented as him. Do you agree with him in the sense that this is your biggest fight, your most challenging fight as a professional?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think that I don't think he's fought much of anybody besides the top guys that we know. I mean, he's fought Abraham twice. He's fought Kelly Pavlik. He's fought Alan Green. And, you know, he fought, you know, an old trial horse. And Howard Eastman. But other than that, who else on his resume? So I don't think he, you know, and he kept making comments at the press conference about the heart of a champion. Well, he's not a champion. You know, he's had several chances to get in that spot, and he's blown it. So he's not a champion yet. So, yes, technically on paper, each fight that I've been fighting is technically a step up for me. And but he has to prove that he can get past me as well. This isn't just, you know, I just like he wants my name on his resume, I want Anderson Miranda on my resume too. So it's, hey, trust me, the way he's feeling, don't think my silence is passivity. And everybody will see May 16th that it's far from that. I just choose to go about my business in a different way.
Yeah, you mentioned your resume. It's obviously very impressive, and you do have, you know, the experience of being in the Olympics behind you, and, you know, that we all know of all the great boxers that have come out of the Olympics and done great things. Do you feel a sort of pressure sometimes, you know, when we see boxers like Floyd Mayweather get a lot more attention because of talking, and it gets them on headlines and on websites, etc., and then obviously that translates into fighting style of being an exciting fighter and sometimes, you know, brawling as opposed to boxing. Do you feel pressure to kind of walk away from your mold there and being this humble and kind of soft-spoken guy, or do you just like to stay true to yourself?
Well, listen, man, you know, it's well publicized that I'm a Christian, you know, and I'm not a Christian who happens to be an athlete. I'm an athlete. I'm not an athlete who happens to be a Christian. I'm a Christian who happens to be an athlete. So the way I represent God and the way I carry myself before Him is first and foremost. You know, I got an article that a local writer, Monty Poole, wrote about me, just about how I'm upholding my integrity. You know, I'm not just for this fight, but in several fights before. I'm going about my business in a classy way. I really appreciated that article from Monty. And you know, a gentleman from my church walked up to my wife and, you know, in tears, with tears in his eyes, just telling her how much he appreciated that and how much that encouraged him. If I can get one person to do that, that far outweighs anything else that talking trash can do. I'm not about, you know, the people try to put pressure on me to say this and say that, but I'm not giving in to the pressure, because at the end of the day, you know, I want to stand before God and ask Him, how did I do? It's, you know, other people and their opinions, they're not going to help me at the end of the day. So my main focus is representing God the right way, being a fierce competitor and absolutely
being fierce in that ring, but at the same time, let other young fighters know and let the general public know that, hey, I know boxing is a black eye. There is a stigma attached to the sport, but every fighter doesn't have to act this way. Every fighter doesn't have to get silly and say stupid things and really embarrass themselves just for a fight. We got to fight regardless. So why would I, me personally, I don't see the point in, you know, doing all the trash talking. I don't mind guys kind of, you know, getting competitive and kind of getting at each other a little bit. But, I mean, Miranda takes it way too far. Everybody knows that. But, you know, once again, he'll have to pay for that May 16th.
Do you ever receive any resistance from the members of your church about being a boxer because it's so violent and everything like that?
No, I don't think so. I don't think there's any resistance. I think that, I mean, God has warriors everywhere. I mean, football is violent. Basketball is obviously not on the level of boxing or football, but it, you know, it's to a degree a contact sport. I think God has agents everywhere. You know, I can't give you a whole rundown on how God feels about boxing, but I do know He's allowing me to do this. I do know that He's given me a platform in this boxing game for a season, and I want to use it to the best of my ability. I want to glorify Him along my journey. So the day when He says, "Hey, it's time to move on to something else," I know that I've maxed out and I've given Him my all.
Miranda got a lot of attention for his brutal knockout of Banks recently. Were you impressed by that?
Banks is a junior middleweight, probably can make welterweight. He's not a full-fledged 168-pounder. I mean, I respect his strength. He's a strong guy. You know, he's going to bring it, and, you know, he has good punching power, but, you know, let's be realistic. He knocked out a smaller man, a way smaller man. And I think even for that fight, they both were weighing in the 170. So Banks isn't that, you know, he's not a full-fledged super middleweight. Edson Miranda needs you in one spot. He needs you to stand still so he can line you up in order for him to get his right hand off. And I just think I'm going to bring something to the table that he's never seen before. Alan Green, you know, and even Arthur Abraham and some of these guys are good fighters, but they haven't shown him the speed, the legs, the feints, and certain things that I'm going to show him. I think also he's going to be shocked at how strong I am. I think that, you know, this has kind of been my MO even in the amateurs. Guys look from the outside kind of like they do Floyd Mayweather and even Roy Jones at times, and it looks easy. It looks real easy. And then they get in there and they see something different. So I think that's what's going to happen, and that's what he's going to have to deal with May 16th.
Yeah, you mentioned some of your strengths. Do you find as though, like, in reading articles about you and everything, the general sense is, you know, Andre Ward, this could be his coming out party. He's flown under the radar since the 2004 Olympics, etc. Do you feel as though people aren't giving you enough respect for what you've accomplished thus far?
I think so. I think in just the gold medal alone, because, I mean, just on that note, you know, to a degree, I mean, obviously I can never forget about that, but I put that behind me a long time ago, and that's another mistake that opponents make. You know, they ride the gold medal like, you know, I'm coming in on a white horse with a silver spoon in my mouth, and everybody get out of my way because I'm the gold medalist. I understand I got to earn this thing, you know, and I want to earn it. I could have been maneuvered to a title a long time ago, but I want to not only become a champion, but I want to reign as a champion, and you have to earn your way to the top. I don't want to be a shooting star, so that's a misconception right there. But as a professional, yeah, to answer your question, I don't think the respect is there. I think that, to a degree, reporters and some of the naysayers, they don't know how to define my style, so they classify it as just a boxer. And it looks easy, so they sometimes take that as maybe not putting forth the effort, and I'm not getting hit and getting punished in every fight, so sometimes they say it's not exciting. But once again, I prepare myself and I train tremendously hard to dominate fights. That's why I train hard. And sometimes when you do that, people aren't satisfied. So this fight means a lot, and winning this fight will do a lot for me. But one main thing that I know will come from this fight is respect, and that's respect from the naysayers, the boxing public, the super middleweight division, and abroad.
You said that people have a hard time classifying you in terms of your style and just call you a boxer. How would you define yourself?
Well, that's the thing. I can't even define myself. You know, I think I'm, I'm formless. You know, and what that means is I think that, you know, when you really study my fight, I don't think you see me doing one thing the whole fight. So therefore, you can't really classify. I think that whatever I need to be in the moment, I think that even, you know, from the Olympics on, I mean, that's four different fights that you have to adjust to, four to five major styles that you have to adjust to. And even in the professional ranks, I've fought, you know, in my 18 fights, I've fought a lot of different styles, and I think being formless allows you to adjust on the fly and make whatever necessary adjustments you need to make and ultimately get the win, and that's what it's all about. So I can't even, you know, tell you what my style is. I really don't have a name for it.
Who do you consider right now the best 168-pounder in the world?
Well, on paper, you have to go with Kessler, but there's a lot of big names in the division, and because these big names are fighting each other, me and Edison Miranda, Carl Froch and Jermaine Taylor, and a few others, the cream is rising to the top. So I think as we keep fighting each other, I think that pretty soon here we will have, you know, a dominant champion at this weight.
If you get by Miranda, as I'm sure you're expecting to, are you ready to face those guys, as you mentioned, the Froches and the Kesslers of the world?
Absolutely. I've tried to fight them before this fight. You know, I think my promoter reached out to just about every champion in the division, and for whatever reason, the fight couldn't get made. So I was willing, I was ready. The fights couldn't get made, and, you know, absolutely, this fight will put me in a position, God willing, for a mandatory spot. So this fight is everything.
Why do you think those fights couldn't get made?
I don't know. Really not. You know, I get, you know, a little feedback here or there, but I'm really not, you know, on the phone making the call. So, you know, it'd be unfair to say why these fights couldn't get made, but I know we reached out for them.
What do you make of Miranda personally and publicly inviting Carl Froch to sit ringside, saying that, you know, once he gets by you, they'll face each other, et cetera, et cetera?
He said the same thing with Jermaine Taylor pretty much about this fight with Kelly Kravitz, and you saw what happened. So this might be the encore right here.
All right. And I'm curious about you fighting in Oakland. This is the first time that you'll be fighting in Oakland as a pro. Do you find that more pressure this time? I mean, just dealing with all the fans and the media, I'm sure people ask you for tickets and things like that. Have you found that to be a distraction?
No, I mean, people know where I stand as far as that. You know, sometimes you even got to get a little rude to let people know, you know, where you stand. I mean, when you see a fight like Manny Pacquiao and Ricky Hatton, that proves to you, that shows you that this isn't a game. And I take this game, I take this really serious. I take the fight game very serious. And people know where I stand at this point. You know, I don't have hangers on, and, you know, people calling my phone. I mean, you know, when you call my phone and you listen to the voicemail, it tells people that I'll be back the day after the fight, and that's when I'll return phone calls. So people understand where I'm coming from as far as that's concerned. But as far as pressure, hey, man, you know, there's pressure each and every fight. Each fight has its own pressure. It won't be a factor in this fight in terms of a negative. If anything, this fight's going to fuel me on. I'm going to be locked in. I'm locked in on Edison Miranda. I'll let him continue to keep talking. And I want to talk the loudest May 16th. So I'm focused on this fight 100%.
Okay, cool. The final question on the fight, how do you envision this one playing out? He said 10th round knockout, so I'm curious to hear your thoughts.
You know what? I really don't have a prediction. You know, I really don't have a prediction, man. I'm going there, and I'm going to be Andre Ward, and that's going to be enough.
Okay. And finally, I just want to ask your thoughts on, I also cover the world of mixed martial arts, and I find you specifically very curious situation because you've heard a lot of people say that because of mixed martial arts, a lot of the young guys who would have been, you know, growing up to be boxers are now looking at MMA, and you might be part of this dying breed of American boxers that come from the Olympics and do great as a pro. First off, what is your take on mixed martial arts and the way it's nudged itself into the world of combat sports?
Hey, I mean, they're doing really well right now. It's very popular. They're selling out, you know, arenas all over the world, and what can you say? But, I mean, you know, boxing's been here forever, and I don't think that any sport, any contact sport, will ever supersede the sport of boxing as a whole, you know. But at the same time, fighters have to do their part to represent the sport the right way, and that's what I hope to do throughout my career. I just want to be a breath of fresh air, and I want to shine some light, some positive light on this sport, you know, throughout my career and just do my part. And I think if each fighter has that mindset, we're fighters, we're going to, you know, sometimes fighters gonna act like fighters. They're gonna get, you know, they're gonna get fired up and that kind of thing. And that's part of the game. I'm not saying that everybody has to, you know, not say a word before a fight, but you know, it's a way to do it. And if fighters keep representing themselves the right way, as well as the sport, I don't think, you know, any contact sport will ever outdo this one.
Do you think that this is a problem in the future for USA Boxing, where a lot of guys who would have been huge prospects and stars coming out of the United States will now go into MMA?
I don't know. I don't know about that. MMA is a whole another cup of tea, man. It's you know, you gotta have stand up game. You gotta have several other martial arts. You gotta know several things in order to be successful in that sport. If it does, you know, hey, more power to them. But I don't think it'll just totally rob the sport as a whole. I don't think that's possible.
Would you ever consider doing an MMA fight?
I thought about it for a few minutes. There's an MMA fighter named Chris King that trained at our gym, and he had mentioned, he said, man, should get a shot one day. But it's not for me, man, because whenever I do something, I want to do it full steam ahead. And I probably would not, you know, be too excited about, you know, the whole ground game and working on that and stuff. So I wouldn't put myself in that situation, nah.
When did he mention that to you?
This was about, you know, 6-7 months ago.
Oh, really? That early? That soon from now? I'm surprised.
Huh?
I'm surprised. I thought this would have been like maybe like 3 or 4 years ago. So, and did you actually seriously consider it?
I thought about it. I mean, you know, not in terms of taking it up as a career, but, you know, kind of like a one and done kind of thing. But, you know, I probably wouldn't do it. It's not for me, man. I enjoy watching those guys because, you know, it's a brutal sport. It's an art just like boxing. So, you know, I appreciate it and I love watching. I mean, Uriah Faber is one of my favorite guys, and I was able to meet him, and, you know, I may even go to his fight in Sacramento coming up. So I'm in support of MMA. I'm not against it, but you probably won't see Andre Ward in a cage anytime soon.
All right, cool, man. Well, it was a pleasure talking to you, and really, I wish you the best of luck on May 16th and the best in your career.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it.
Take care.